It must have seemed like war 40 years ago this week when federal troops marched into Oxford, Mississippi, so a black man could go to school. Two people died in rioting, but James Meredith didn't back down. He broke the color barrier at the University of Mississippi, and Ole Miss hasn't been the same since. The population of black faculty and students on campus has increased slowly over the years, though it's still relatively small. In fact, some consider themselves agents of change in the spirit of James Meredith. From Oxford, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
On the University of Mississippi campus, there is a prominent statue honoring the Confederate soldiers who died in the Civil War. There is scant evidence of the tumultuous events that occurred at Ole Miss in 1962. Although the university plans to install a civil rights memorial, for years it noted James Meredith's enrollment with a small plaque mounted in the building which was his dorm. What has had more of a presence for many black Mississippians is the ghost of the university's past.
When I told my grandmother I was coming here, she was like, don't go outside at night. Be careful. Be very, very careful.
When people say Ole Miss, or you say Ole Miss around my hometown, they never get past what happened 40 years. I mean, they always bring that up. They think it's still the same. But they're not here. They don't experience it every day, so, you know. It's just a stereotype on the college.
You know, I was just rebel flag, Ole Miss. Don't want to go. Yeah. That was as simple as that. I'm going to New Orleans, Louisiana, and that's the end of it. But when I came to Biz, I saw a totally different side of Ole Miss, a totally different side. I didn't even think it was that many black people here.
Students Amanda Borner, Camille Hudson, and Jessamine Jones. Professor Donald Cole says in 1962, the racial animosity at the university was no stereotype. He saw the violent outbreak at Ole Miss on television.
And I distinctively remember looking at the television set and saying to myself, Lord, I would never, never go to a school like that.
But 6 years after Meredith's admission, Donald Cole would become an Ole Miss student. At the time, it was still a daunting decision. Even now, Cole finds it difficult to talk about it.
When I did get ready to come here, the community rallied around me. There were folk who brought clothes over so I could have enough clothes and be like the other folk. There were folk who provided finances. And these folk were making statements. You know, they lived their whole lives unable to participate or have opportunity. And they saw me as having that. They wanted to be a part of it.
The professor says he came to the university with an optimistic outlook. He thought the playing field had been leveled and that problems associated with integrating the university were over. Today, he admits that he was naive, and he says his illusion was quickly put to rest during a chemistry class.
And the instructor said, if you don't have a book, then get next to your neighbor and look on the text. And so I looked to my right and I saw nobody. I looked to my left and I saw nobody. I noticed no student on the front row ahead of me and no student on the row behind me.
Later, Cole would become more militant in seeking changes for black students at the school, and he was expelled for taking part in a student demonstration. He came back in the 1970s for his PhD, saying he had to finish what he had started. Now an associate dean, Dr. Cole says there has been tremendous change, but he's committed to focusing on some of the demands he had as a student in the 60s, such as working to increase the number of minority professors. Out of 516 full-time professors at the University of Mississippi, 24 are black. For many students on campus today, the relevance of what happened here has been diluted. Not as much attention is paid to the school's history. But some, like 20-year-old Julian Gilner, say they are willing, like a Meredith or Dr. Cole, to take on challenges outside of getting a degree.
I remember my orientation, when I came here, the chancellor said that because you are here, you have changed Ole Miss. And I really took that to heart, and I'm still trying to change Ole Miss. It may not show up in the Daily Mississippian, or it may not show up in the Jackson Paper, Clarion Ledger, but if you can change one person's view on black culture or black population at this school, then I feel your job here is complete.
However, other Black students say their main goal is simply getting their University of Mississippi degree, especially since an Ole Miss graduate is typically assured of a good job in the state. The university offers generous scholarships to attract Black students, and their numbers have grown to nearly 13% of the student body. African American students have blended into nearly every aspect of campus life and been elected to leadership roles. But senior Brandy Hurd says racial tensions still exist. She used to be a resident advisor in a campus dorm.
I put up a bulletin board for Black History Month, and they tore it down. And not only that, but like my freshman year during Black History Month, something else happened. They put nigger all over the bathroom. They put up a monkey eating a banana, said niggers go home, all this stuff. But you're not going to hear about that kind of stuff. They cover it up.
University officials say they take steps quickly to investigate such actions. Sophomore Keziah Pickford's experience has been different. Sitting with friends, the honors student says she was heavily recruited.
It seemed that some of the white students, they didn't want to come off as racist because of the reputation Ole Miss has, and they just were too nice, especially administration. They were trying so hard not to say anything to offend me, to make sure I felt included, to the point that they were almost excluding the white students.
If Black students have different perceptions about how they are treated, just about everyone at the University of Mississippi agrees that campus social life is segregated. Many African American students say they go home for the weekend, and a number don't attend the school's football games. Still, Blacks are involved in a number of groups on campus, and Black and white Greek organizations are working together. They are the most active social groups on campus. The Black fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, has for years organized an annual school banquet with a white fraternity. Sitting with a fraternity brother, Sigma President Jason Thompson says students do have to think about creating new traditions for Ole Miss.
At this campus, at the University of Mississippi, there is a Black initiative to do something positive. Right. Because, you know, all around the state, all around the world, you see so many negative things in the papers, in the news, in the media that just make you want to say, you know, the Black people aren't doing anything positive. So we just want to, you know, redefine the role, especially of young Black males like ourselves.
The University of Mississippi begins a year-long observance this week of its evolving transformation from an unrepentant, segregated institution to a more inclusive school. The statue honoring the Confederate soldiers will share campus land with the new Civil Rights Memorial. And while some African Americans say they would have preferred the Confederate statue come down, the university's attempt to balance its history is a signal they welcome. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Oxford.